If you like coffee or important noises, climb aboard and join my nonsense. I won't hesitate to step on you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Sunshine Train with Friends.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I meant to interrupt.
Bitch.
Yeah. No, go ahead, continue.
Okay. Today, I stole Stacy's idea, so we're gonna be talking about crushes. Hi guys, welcome back to Sunshine Train with Friends. Today, we're gonna be talking about crushes. It's gonna be fun. Kinda. I hope so.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun. That's right. Fun. Anyways, I would tell you about a crush I had. When was it? 2 years ago? Oh, this is kind of recent. Oof.
I'm afraid.
You already know. Anyways. And whoever that person is listening, yes, you. You know who I'm talking. That's you. I'm not going to mention the name. We're just going to skip it.
You'll know who I'm talking about. It's you. We didn't even tell the story yet, but it's you.
All right. So I think like 2 years ago, I worked at the Starbucks, you know, Starbucks near my place because I needed cash and I wasn't financially stable. So I was working at Starbucks and everything, you know, the usual. And I met this guy. Let's name him Bob. Right, Bob. Right. So, like, you know, me and Bob, we're pretty good. Like, you know, we were like going well, pretty well. He's like really nice and everything. We're both weebs. We got along pretty well, you know, pretty well, you know. And then I've been working there for quite a long time, like for like a year and a half, about 2 years, but it's kind of like seasonal, you know. So I see him every time I come back from college, and then I work there. I'm like, oh hey, you know, it's at the point where we both know we both like enjoy each other's company, you know. And you know, when he works the night shift and I went at work in the morning shift, I would leave like little, like, you know, notes, you know, like little duck hidden like paper and just stick it somewhere, and then he would just find it. It was like a little, like, you know, this little hide and seek between me and him, you know. None of the other fucking coworkers cared. They're like, oh my god, they're at it again. So, OG. Like, you know, what was that?
I said OGs.
Oh, yeah. So, like, do, like, little drawings and hide it, and he would find it, but, like, I found it! I'm like, aha, that's good for you. Ha ha, Bob. Good job, Bob. Or, like, sometimes I would just doodle, and then I forget it, and he'd find it in the morning. I'm like, you did this! That's pretty cool! And I'm like, oh my god. Kya! You know, and you know, I just, you know, kind of started liking Bob. But for him, I can't speak for himself, but I feel like he kind of did like me. Oh, not to be cocky, but, but I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. And I don't know. I feel like we both were like very hesitating. We both kind of knew, but not really. And I think at one point, I remember his mom used to come by all the time in Starbucks to see how his son doing. And I thought, I was like, oh, that's so cute. And the mom is like really nice. He's like, oh my god, you're Jody? And I was like, oh yeah, that's me. He's like, oh, Graham. I just mentioned the name, sorry. Nice. He's like, just nice. Leak it out. Yeah, just leak it out, whatever. He's like, oh, like, my son has been talking about you quite often. And I was like,
oh no.
Oh really? And he's like, yeah. I was like, both of them. And I was like, oh my god. And I didn't mention it, and I was like, oh my god, he talks about me to his mom. Oh my god, I'm sweating, you know? And then, like, his mom would come by, and we would, like, chit-chat, whatever, like, whatever stuff. And there was one time where his mom came by, and he, like, you know, there's, like, a Starbucks, like, the cashier station, and when you finish your drinks, there's the end station where you give the drinks out. And there was one time, like, I was just standing there, and we were, like, chit-chatting, and then and I keep spelling his name, sorry. And then the mom was like, oh, you know, like when you go to, you know, when you do you have any plans to do whatever? And I was like, no, I don't really have plans. Like, you know what? I wish you have a great life, a great boyfriend. And as the mom looks, of course, at Bob. And I was like, oh, I hope you have a great boyfriend, a great husband, someone who treats you well. And I was like, oh. And then, you know, you could see the mom's eyes like looking back and forth from him to me. And I was like, oh no, I'm there like sweating. I don't know what to say. I'm just speechless. I was like, oh. And of course,
that's kind of awkward.
Yeah, it was like so awkward. Like, I think it was like, oh my God, like I didn't know what to do. And yeah, he like, didn't know what to do.
Boyfriend is whatever, but like, why'd you have to go and say husband?
I honestly don't know.
That's fresh, yeah. You know?
And then, like, the guy was like, Bob was right behind me, like making drinks, and he just put his head down. He was like very embarrassed and ashamed, and I was like, oh my God. Oh. And then like he made the drink, and then the mom was like, okay, bye, son. And I was like, oh, you know what? He didn't talk for like good 5 minutes to 10, and I was like, you know what? Agreed, because that's very awkward. You know? And yeah, it was very awkward. And then there was like one, and then, you know, I think we both kind of liked each other. I have a feeling, but I'm not too sure. And there was one time I was like, me and my sister, we were out. We were going to go to this carnival thing. This is all before Corona. And we were going to this carnival festival kind of thing. And I was like, oh, let's go. And I was like, oh, should I invite Bob? And then my sister was like, oh, my God, you should invite Bob. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, I should get invite Bob. So, like, my sister took my phone and texted Bob. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, and then Bob was like, sure, let's go. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I never hung out with a coworker outside of work. So it was like really, I hoped it wasn't too awkward. So, you know, we both hung. We went to the festival. It was pretty fun. I mean, he was really nice. He didn't make my sister feel like a third wheel. You know, we all got along. He took care of my sister. He took care of me. And I was like, yes, I love that. Yes. He didn't make my sister feel like a third wheel and everything. And, you know, I wouldn't say he was a manager. He was more like assistant manager, but he's not in that position, you know? But he just took care of everything, what's going on in Starbucks. And, you know, I was like, you know what? I really appreciate you. And I really appreciate, like, you know, the time we spent together. So I'll buy you dinner. And, you know, we went to, you know, I was like, yo, like, what's a good dinner place late night? And then my sister's like, I want chicken wings. So we went to Buffalo Wings, and that was the first time I've ever went to Buffalo Wings. And, you know, we ate dinner there and everything. It was nice. And then I sent him home. And then he's like, okay, bye. And my sister's like, oh my God, like, oh, is that Bob? And I was like, yes, that's Bob. And I think honestly nothing really happened in this relationship, but I think the last time I've ever seen him again was when I was leaving in Starbucks, and he invited me and my coworkers to his house party, and we went there, of course, and we were like having fun with him, his friend. It was kind of awkward, but like I was having fun with like his friends, and we were playing game and stuff. It was nice, and of course there's drinks, but I didn't really drink a lot. And he was like showing me, like, he was like, oh, you want to see around my house? And so I was like, yeah, sure. He was like showing us everything. And then later, like, Graham went to like somewhere else with his friends. And then like his friends were like, oh yeah, like it was really interesting because Bob never really invites, like Bob really never invites coworkers to his place. It's usually like the closest friend because, you know, trust. And I was like, okay. Yeah, and I was like, okay, and then I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting and everything, whatever. We just played more games, and then after that, and then Graham was like, oh, like, let me show you around, let me show you my room. And I was like, okay, and then like other coworkers followed, and then I was like, wow, your room? Oh my God. I mean, his room was like a typical weed room, you know, with like... You know, like, yeah, with, like, the figurines and stuff. And I was like, yo, your figurines? Is that Gundam? He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's kind of sick. And then, you know, he pulled out one of his journal. And he's like, you know, I just started drawing. And I'm kind of embarrassed to show you. But like, would you like to see? And I was like, yeah! And I was like, okay. He's like, you know, we chit-chat and everything, whatever. We had a good time. And after that, and I was like, oh, like, okay, I guess I gotta go. You know, it's late. And he's like, okay, I hope you have a safe trip. Hope you have a good, you know, whatever, whatever. And I was like, okay, sure, thank you. And then, you know, we hugged for a pretty long time. And, you know, we just ended it. And I was like, okay, bye. And then we just left. That's how it ended. It was like a sad, sad, depressed fucking end. Honestly, he sucks at texting. And I'm just like, okay. But then, you know, I would have texted him back just to see how he's doing. But then that time when my phone got run over and I had to get a new phone, I lost his phone number forever. So, the end. Yeah, yeah, I think that was like one of the crushes I had 2 years ago. And, you know, I feel it feels very bittersweet. I should have said something, you know.
Yeah, you only live once. Telling you to.
Yeah, he kept telling me too. You're like, yo, you should say it. And I was like, I'm scared. You know, I should have. And then, you know, it's very bittersweet. I should have said something.
What kind it's of hard thing? To.
Yeah, okay. It's hard. And then I didn't know what to say and stuff. Like, you know what? Yeah, his name was Graham. There's no point because I keep saying his name, and yeah. You know what, Graham, if you're out there, Graham Crackers, I don't know if you're out there. I don't know if you felt the same way as me, but I liked you.
What is happening This is like one of those late night radio shows where they're trying to like connect you after loves. This
oh
that would be amazing.
Y'all, I'm gonna be hella shook, but you know
what? What if all of our crushes call us after this and they're like, hey,
mine, the one that I'm gonna talk about, that's never gonna happen.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, end of the story, like, bittersweet. I felt bad. So, Grammy, if you're out there, Graham Crackers, hi, how you doing? I like you. Hot. I mean, he was pretty cute, but...
Oh no, Graham Crackers.
Oh, Graham
wait,
Crackers.
So you never like had him on social media and stuff
too? He does not have social media. He's like one of the boomers. He's like a boomer. I mean, I like that. I'm like, yo, I respect you not having social media. He doesn't even have Facebook. So I'm just like, I respect
that. Oh, that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
I've never met someone my age that doesn't have Facebook.
Honestly, I don't know if he has social media now, but back then he said he didn't have any social media, and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Have you ever tried looking him up before?
I honestly forgot his last name. I just know it's Graham. or it's that, or he never really mentioned his last name.
You didn't see it on, like, the work, like, sheets or anything?
Oh, we don't have worksheets. It's like those, like, you know, those, like, you just put your number in, and then you just sign in, and that's it. It's like a machine. Okay. So you can't really tell.
Wow.
Could you call your work? I want your old work and be like, hey.
Starbucks, be like, hey, is Graham? You know, I actually, you know, I do, like, that Starbucks is near my place. I've been going there after I came back from, like, college. Just to see if he's there. No, bitch, I don't see him anymore. So I'm just like guessing, like, you know what? I think he moved on from the Starbucks because good for him because he's been stuck with this shitty Starbucks.
At least you could maybe get like his full name and then track him down somehow. I don't know.
I don't want to be desperate. yeah. I don't think I want to be that desperate, but so you know what?
Like, this is a kind of crush that like it was going somewhere good and it didn't really end. Like, it feels like it didn't really end, so
it doesn't really end.
It's a little your story sounds like it didn't end, like there was no closure, you know?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
So that's why it kind of feels like it could still happen if someone reaches out again. I don't know,
you know. Here's the thing. I lost his phone number forever, but I feel like he would still have my phone number. And my phone number is still the same, even 4 years later, even 2 years now. It's still the same. So I'm just like, he hasn't messaged me once till today. So I'm guessing he's either too scared, don't want to message, or he thinks it's going to be awkward, he just doesn't message at all.
I think it's probably... Well, because I feel like, for me, if it's someone that I haven't spoken to in a while, it's usually not because I don't like them. It's just that I'm worrying that, they never messaged me. Does that mean they don't, you know, like, it's the kind of awkward back and forth, you know, like,
yeah.
That's typically what happens to me when I lose contact with someone.
Yeah.
So, I don't, because I don't see a reason why he, like, wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
Because it was going really well, from what I hear. So, I don't think it's like he doesn't want to. I think it's just that probably was overthinking it, and then eventually over time just moved on, I guess, or just kind of forgot.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Probably.
Yeah, we'll never know.
You know, yeah, we'll never know. Who knows, you know? And after that, I never had crushes. Except for 2D.
Do you even have, like, 2D crushes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Violet Evergarden. Okay. Oh, my God.
Come on. Come on. Oh, wait. Yeah, I forgot about, like, your whole obsession with Persona characters.
Oh, my God. If I had a chance, I would date all of them. Sorry. I would be a whore there. Hey, wouldn't you be too?
Yeah, I like them. It's just, I don't know, because Persona, I never played the games, so I feel like I don't have that attachment.
Oh, girl, you'd love that game, 100%.
I would. I definitely would. It's got all the elements that I enjoy.
You'd date all the bitches if you can. You'd be a whore.
I would try to.
Yeah, that's one of my recent crushes. I don't want to say recent,
but most
the
recent.
Most recent.
The most. Yeah. Yes. Oh. Anyway, Stacey, you want to go? Because don't you have to leave a bit soon or so?
Yeah. I mean, it's... Oh, man. Am I not going to be able to hear everyone's stories? Okay. I'm going to be quick.
Talk fast.
Oh, this is hard. Because I feel like I haven't really had that many crushes in my life. Maybe off the top of my head, I can only think of, like, 3 kind of significant ones. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm gonna talk about the middle one.
Yeah.
Because I had like one crush in like elementary school, but that's like who didn't, you know? Mm-hmm. It's more like, oh, like I like them, but it's probably just like friendship or whatever. And then
it's poppy love.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that like that one was one of my like closest friends at the time. So I was like, oh, I like him. And then middle school was super weird.
Really?
I hated middle school. Or I hated who I was in middle school. Because I was so, like, oh, God, I was so fucking cringy.
I mean, weren't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was really, like, low-key about a lot of things. So... You know, like, in middle school, I think that was, like, a big peak, like, like, weeaboo kind of phase for me that I'm not really proud of when I think back on it. So, basically, at my middle school, there was a, there was a Japanese, like, foreign student that came to our school. And, like, now that I think back, I don't think he was really that cute, but I feel like part of the reason why I liked him so much was like he came from Japan.
Oh my God. Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's it? That's the only reason?
Yeah, because I literally, like, legit never talked to him. I was, like, so I had the biggest crush on him. I have no idea why, though. It was literally just for, like, those two things. Like, I thought he was really cute, and he was fucking Japanese.
Oh my god, exotic. Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, my god.
I was, like, really shy. Like, I'm still really shy, but especially in middle school, like, I did talk to, like, more people, I feel. Like, I was a little more open, but, like, this guy, like, I just could not talk to. I couldn't even, like, look at him. Because then I would blush, and then I'd be like, oh my god, he might... I was literally, like, that like, anime schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Who, like, had this major crush on a guy, and be like, oh, senpai. But we were in the same grade. Yeah, that was me. And I hated it because my, you know, like, my friends knew about it, so they would, like, kind of tease me a lot about it and try to find ways to, like, call him over or, like, try to talk to him or, like, try to get us to talk, but I just
that's the
was
fucking
a
worst.
Clam. Like, I couldn't say anything. Like, I was super duper, like, shy and oh, god. Yeah, I fucking hated that. Yeah, so I remember, like, one year we were in the same, like, homeroom together. And I spent so much time just looking at him because we really got the same table, I think. So I would just, like, stare at him during, like, reading time.
You think, like, he knew that you were staring at him?
I don't know. I tried to be really vague with my glances. And oh, just, you know, I kept really quiet. I made sure that, like, he would never know. It was just my friends. But then, in, like, towards the end of middle school, he was moving back to Japan.
Oh.
And I was so devastated.
Oh.
Like, yeah, and then, one of my friends, since she was also, like a foreign student, so I feel like a lot of the foreign kids, they kind of knew each other and they got along. She was from Korea though, so she, like, talked to him a little bit, and I think she tried to talk to him more after finding out that I had a crush on him. Mm-hmm. So I remember one time, like, towards the end of the school year, she told me that she told him that I had a crush on him.
Oh!
Just out of the blue, like, out of nowhere. Oh. And I got so pissed because she wrote it on Facebook.
Oh my god! Yeah. What a way, am I right? Oh my god.
Because I think this was a time where I feel like people our age didn't really use, like, Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
Or, like, I guess it wasn't really, like, a big thing. So it was, like, the time where everyone talked to each other, like, on their walls or whatever they're called, you know?
Oh,
so it was public.
Yeah.
Oh, whoever, like, would look at your wall, they would see the comments. And then it was something so stupid. Like, I think it was, like, his birthday. So she commented, like, happy birthday. And then under that, I was like, hey, do you remember Stacy? He's like, yeah, why? And she's like, oh, she had, like, a huge crush on you.
I would kill, like, her.
For, like, 2 years.
My god.
With, like, a XD face.
What the?
And I was just like, fucking hell.
Why did she out you like that?
I don't know. I think she just thought it was, like, funny.
What did you tell her?
I just didn't reply to her. Like, I was
I would reply and be like,
I was, like, mortified.
Wow. What did he say? Like, did he, like, say anything in the comment or something?
All he responded back with was, oh wow, I never knew that.
That's it. That's just it.
Well, I guess the ties aren't that deep when you're in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it was already, like, after he moved, so she was saying, like, oh, like, she had this huge crush on you. I was like, oh wow, I never knew that. Because I think he, like, that kind of implied, like, I don't have one anymore.
Wow.
But the fact that she's still, like, publicly told him like that.
Oh my god.
I was like, bruh, you're really throwing me under the bus.
Damn!
I'm sure he was flattered.
I don't know, man. I was an ugly kid in middle school.
Oh my god.
Bruh, I had a perm.
Wait, really?
Yeah, yeah, like the Korean perm you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, Stacey, yeah. Damn.
Oh, Stacey.
I had braces.
Oh, it's okay, because I had braces and I had those bangs that, like, cut straight across your head.
I also had bangs.
Yeah, they fuck, I don't know whose idea it was for that to be a thing.
I was also, like, I don't know when people start to figure out, like, how to take a nice picture of yourself, but
I still remember can't.
No, that's a lie.
Are you kidding me?
Like, just how to, like, you know, smile.
Yeah, I fucking can't smile. I'm all teeth.
I don't know why, but whenever I look at pictures of me, like, from middle school, I have, like, the most squintiest eyes. And the most, like, half-assed smile. I look so, like, weird. Dude,
nobody knows how to take a good picture in middle school. Like, if you go and look at your yearbook, everybody looks like shit.
I know.
And, like, my face was, like, hella round because I always had, like, really kind of, like, chubby cheeks, like, when I was younger. Like, I have a round face. It's, like, slimmed out a lot now. Because
dang, I wish mine did.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm just not a fucking circle anymore.
Now you're a square.
Square.
Nah, Stacey does not have a square face. I know people who do have square faces, and you do not have a square face.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Stacey, I guess you gotta square up.
Square head.
Disgusting. Someone told me that I have, like, a heart-shaped face.
And yeah, I can agree with that. Cute.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Because you have, like, a sharper chin.
Yeah. You could stab bitches. You could literally have a sword fight with that chin.
You're
Jeez.
If me and Jody had, like balloon chins, you would pop our balloons because you have a sharp chin.
Oh, my God. Honestly,
I don't know what fucking kind of analogy that was.
Oh my god.
I take that as a compliment.
You're welcome. Thank
yes.
you. Yes. What I'm saying is your chin is a weapon.
Everything about me is just sharp. My eyeliner, my chin.
Yeah.
Sharp. You could even use eyeliner as your sword.
Yeah, you've already.
Oh yeah,
you already did that. Dude.
I've tried that so many times, man. Yep, it's still my wallpaper till this day.
My knife eyes.
I know. Funny story. It's holding a sword right now.
So yeah, that's my middle school.
I still can't believe she outed you like that.
I know.
Yeah, like what's her name? Let's give her a shout out.
Anne. I'm not really friends with her anymore.
Her name is Anne.
Anne.
Well, Anne.
Well, yeah. Anne, there's a reason Stacey doesn't talk to you anymore.
Oh my god. And like no, we just like I don't know. I feel like I just don't talk to people once they like move away for like a while.
Yeah, fair.
Well, bye, Anne.
The guy's name.
Bye, bitch.
So the guy's name was Kitty.
That's Kitty? Adorable.
Yeah, Kitty? Kitty. So.
Kitty cat.
No.
Oh, Kitty.
Yeah, K-I-R-I.
Keep up.
So. What? My like, oh my god, that's so dumb. We had like code names, as you do when you like talk about people. You're like, oh, I don't want people to know that we're talking about this person, so let's like come up with a secret code. Oh. So whenever like me and my friends talked about him, like in public, we would use the word giraffe.
Giraffe.
Yeah. Why? because Kirin is giraffe in Japanese, right?
Is it? Kirin?
Yeah, Kirin, like with an N.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, that's in Korean. I think Kirin. Kirin.
It just reminds me of the beer.
Kirin beer. Oh, that's so good.
my favorite beer. I think one of my friends who's like Japanese, she told me that. Like, oh, like Kirin is giraffe. I'm gonna Google that right now. Like, we can call him giraffe whenever we talk about him at school. You'll never know.
I thought it was because he looks like a giraffe or something.
Oh, it is a giraffe. It means giraffe.
Yeah. Oh, poor kid.
That's also like how I learned that word because I can't forget it now.
I just think of that vine. Say Colorado, I'm a giraffe.
Oh my god, I fucking love that.
Everyone say Colorado.
I'm a giraffe.
Oh my god.
Yeah. If he did that, he'd be a legend because his name is Kirin.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So that's my story. Popcorn, Lindsay.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I was going to tell the story of my first crush because I thought that was pretty funny.
Okay. Nice.
I think I was like 5. I was in kindergarten, I think. And I had a crush on this boy named Joshua.
Joshua?
Yeah, he was like, I think he was one of those like boys who was like kind of popular with the girls, you know?
Oh.
Because I remember hearing this rumor that like girls would chase him during lunch or something.
Okay.
And I was like, what? That's kind of ridiculous, but okay.
And then you see yourself chasing, you're like, oh no.
No, I was never one of those people. That's too, like, simp for me.
Yeah. He's classy.
Oh, you rat.
Yeah, I remember I did kind of a cringy thing, though. I think I wrote his name down, and I put it in, like, a box, a shoebox or something with things that I liked or something like that. I kind of remember that.
That sounds like a cult.
You're like, she's trying to summon him in her house.
Yeah, but I think even when I did that, I was like, this is kind of cringy. Why am I doing this?
Okay, you were 5.
I know, but I don't remember too much. We were just friends, and I remember like playing with him a lot.
Ooh.
And I remember there was one day where like one of his friends came up to me and asked, like, hey, do you have a crush on him? And I was like, psh, no, what are you talking about? And I ran away,
Wait, I could just imagine Lindsay, like, somebody comes up there, like, do you have a crush on him? And she's like, no. And then she's like, why? Did he say anything?
Wait, how old were you in this first crush?
5.
I think I was 5, probably.
5! Okay.
It's cute.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think anything ever happened of that.
She ran and never saw him again.
Yeah, I think so.
Damn, Joshua.
Yeah. Lindsay was a straight-up tsundere when she was 5 years old.
Oh my god.
I know. And then I was going to share this one story. It's kind of off topic slightly, but it's kind of funny.
Okay, say it.
Tell it.
Like, the other week, I think a few weeks ago, me and my mom were just talking. And then she asked me, like, so, what is your type? And I was like, oh, no.
Sounds like me whenever we're just, like, sitting at the kitchen table. I'll just, like, randomly ask her that.
Oh, my God.
So I told her. My type is really old and really rich.
Oh my god.
Like filthy rich.
Filthy. How old are you talking?
So that's my type.
Wait, is it really?
Watch out.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay, I was like, oh my god.
She's like, oh my, you're a gold digger? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, so what? What you gonna do about it?
I'm not gonna lie. Well, not the really old part, but, like, the really rich part? Hell yeah.
Now watch out, Lindsay! The sugar daddies are listening! They're like, oh, time to write down Lindsay! She's the next
She's gonna get another, like, brand email.
I know. Why do I get this email? But yeah.
Damn. Lindsay has class.
My mom was just like, oh. She was like, okay, he better not be older than me. That's all I ask.
Oh my god, yeah, that would be so disturbing.
I just laughed. Yeah.
What would be like your cap though? Like age wise?
50. No. I'm kidding. Oh my god, that's way too high. On this.
I think I feel more comfortable with like people my age.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Probably like 3 to 4 years older, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
I don't know. How about you guys though?
I prefer the same age, please. I'm tired. I don't want anyone younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably like around the same age is probably best. I don't know why, but I find it hard to like talk to people older than me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like that weird like Asian mentality of like respect your elders, but I take it like way too literally.
Yeah.
Like even if they're just like a year older, I'm like, oh my god, they're like, you know, oh, my sonbei. I have to treat them with respect.
I honestly don't know who ruined it for me. And I was, because I think it was my sister. And I was like, oh, like, would you date someone older than you? And my sister's like, no, I don't want to be dating someone my brother's age. And I was like, oh my god, why did you have to point it out like that? And I was like, my sister was like, oh, how about you? Would you date anyone younger? And I was like, no. Yo, that'd be my age. Disgusting. And I was like, why do you have to be like this? Now I can't, like,
it just
younger.
Has to be like your age.
Yeah, it has to be like my age specifically. I was like, why you gotta ruin like that?
I mean, like, my sister's only a year and a half older, so.
Oh, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. Wait, how about you, Ty?
It would be a little weird.
50? Yeah, I kind of follow the brother logic. Like, I need, like, if I'm gonna date somebody younger, I only take like maybe 2 years younger than me, and that's where I draw the line. Like, they have to be 20 because I just can't. I can't date someone who's the same age as my brother. That bothers me. And, as far as like older, I said like 5 years, and that's where I draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I see. Why are you laughing?
Because it's so quiet.
It's okay, we cut out the silence.
I know, Well, I try. Anyways, any other stories, Lindsay?
Not really.
She's hiding something.
Oh, no. I don't have a whole lot of stories.
Damn, I mean, she has high standards. She's like, no.
I could tell you a story of someone who I think had a crush on me.
Oh my god, I want to hear this.
Well, I think
what year? Like what age?
I think I was 12, around 12.
Ooh. Oh, babies. Ooh, damn.
I just remember this guy, he just kept talking to me and just like kept bothering me a lot. And I was just like, I didn't want anything to do with that. And because, like, we had this one class together, and the teacher, I remember she would let a person change the seating arrangements, like, once a month or something like that.
Yeah.
And he could just volunteer to do it, and he volunteered to do it, and then he put me, like, next to him, but it was, like, you know those desks where it's, like, it's only two people to a desk?
Oh, my God.
So he put himself, like, at the same desk with his friend, but I was like right next to him with like one of my friends. And I was like, oh, I hate this.
Damn.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
He's trying to be slick, man.
I guess, yeah. I feel like a lot of girls find that like a turn off when they're super persistent.
Yeah, I guess. Know.
Yeah, it's just annoying.
I think he was just too loud, or I don't know. I don't know.
Damn, bro.
Anyways. Ty, do you want to share stories?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, like, I didn't really like that many people in school. So my first crush wasn't until like high school.
Oh.
Yeah. So in middle school and elementary school, I like fucking hated everybody. So I didn't really talk to a lot of people. Let alone like anybody. So in middle school, I met like some of my, not in middle school, in high school. I was like in the process of making new friends because I just moved when I was in middle school, like my last year of middle school. So I didn't know any of the people at that school. But I got integrated into this friend group, and in that friend group, there was this guy who I ended up really, really liking, but I don't know if you guys ever had that, like, you know, you like somebody, but you don't fucking want to like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's, like, basically what was happening, because, like, I knew if we dated, he would make a terrible, terrible, terrible partner.
Oh, no.
Just because of the way he acted. Now, I don't know why. But this is an enigma that none of my other friends or anybody can figure out. But a ton of people liked him, but we all simultaneously knew he was an asshole.
What?
I think it's a personality thing. Like,
I think it's a confidence thing. Because here's the thing.
That too, yeah.
He was super, super confident.
Oh. And, I think if a guy is confident and, like, if they're funny, a lot of girls find humor attractive. So a lot of girls, like... Even if they're, like, butt-fucking ugly.
But
if they're funny, then they'll definitely, like, you know, get some.
Yeah, I don't know. It's... Because I wouldn't describe him as funny either. he made good jokes, like, but sometimes he would just kind of be, like... You know when people are shocking for the sake of being shocking?
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, he was that type of person. And I really didn't, like, I didn't care for that.
But you liked him.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Like, that's my weird issue. When I start liking somebody, it's, like, uncontrollable. Even when I don't actually want it. So, yeah. So, it's really rare for me to end up liking somebody. And when I do, usually it's like, oh, no. Oh, no. No, no, no. No, not that one. But I ended up liking him for, like, 3 years. Like, whoa. It was a massively long time. Like, it was it was, like, most of my high school. And, oh, God. If I say this and people are listening, oh, they're gonna know exactly who it is. Fuck. You know what? I'm not even gonna say it.
What? Now you have to say it.
It's too soon, okay? High school is too soon. High school.
Do people from your high school listen? Like, do they know?
I don't think they do, but I feel like with my luck, because here's the thing, okay. He's on my Instagram still.
Oh.
Yeah, he commented on one of my posts today. And I was like, oh God, why are you still interacting with me? Oh, God,
yeah, honestly, don't say it. Ugh.
Yeah, so I'm not. But let's just say I was friends with one of with a sibling of his. And we all got along really well, and I told her about it, and she was super excited about it. But nothing ever really came of it, but apparently I was super obvious about my crush, which is really embarrassing.
Oh.
Because, like, I was trying to be vague, but, like, I guess I can't. So, like, every time we would hang out, I would just be, like, super excited, like, whenever he was there and everything.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, I knew I don't want to date this person. I don't know why. This won't go away. So yeah, and then eventually our whole friend group got into a fight. We didn't talk anymore, and I feel fine now.
Cool.
Yeah, and he was an asshole. He really was. Like, and I don't think he changed, like, at all. Yeah. Like, he didn't go to college or anything. Like, he's not doing anything, I don't think.
What do you think, like, drew you to him the most?
Oh my God, it had to be the confidence, right? Mm. It had to be the confidence and the things he liked. Because, like, we both liked, like, dumb, nerdy shit.
Oh, shit.
Actually, he might be the reason that I failed science my freshman year.
Well, what?
Okay, so he sat in front of me in my science class. And he was very distracting. And also my teacher was terrible, but that just kind of contributed to the fact that he was there and everything. So the teacher was terrible. My crush was sitting in front of me, and I failed that class.
Oh my god.
But yeah, that's how bad it gets. After that, I did like somebody else, but it was very short-lived because he didn't give me the chance to really let those feelings grow before he made a very dumb move.
Oh.
So I blame him for extinguishing that flame, so.
Okay.
So there's, yeah, there was two, and that was kind of it.
Oh, you've
aside from
had
that,
two
people bothered me all the time.
Damn, bro. Like, most of your crushes, like, end up, like, creepy sometimes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of creepy people have liked me. I think I, like, attract those people, and I really don't like it.
I honestly don't know why.
It's because she's nice.
Yeah.
Nice girls always attract the weirdos.
But I'm not that nice.
No, but you're very, like, inclusive.
Oh, like, yeah, you, God forbid.
Like, you want, like, you don't want to, like, you know, make people feel left out and stuff.
That doesn't mean I want your children.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
No, I guess
they take
not.
That as, like, oh, I have a shot with this girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Because that sounds like my sister. Like, she's very friendly to, like, everyone, like, treats everyone the same. And then, like, in college, she attracted a lot of kind of odd guys.
Yeah,
because they're the type of guys that, like, honestly, you know, no one really liked them romantically, but she was always really nice to them, so they kind of saw that as, like, their chance. Like,
yeah,
oh, she's nice to me, so maybe she'll go out with me, you know.
Yeah,
it's sad. Like, I feel
it
bad.
Is sad. Yeah, because it makes you feel bad about not being able to like them, but
yeah,
it's your choice and, like, yeah, your relationship too, so
yeah
I had one of those too in high school. This one kid, I was like, everybody hated this kid and I felt so bad. So I went out a hand to him and I was like, yo, come sit with me and my friends, well, it'll be a fucking great time. Biggest mistake of my life.
Oh no.
Yeah, so he ended up starting to like me, and I can tell, like, because just some people are terrible at hiding it, and I guess I'm one of those people, because, like, the guy that I like just knew that I liked them too, but he was horrible at hiding it. It was to the point where he would, like, sit next to me all the time. He would, like, just always want to be near me, and I was just, at first I was like, okay, whatever, like, do whatever. But,
He's like a little puppy.
What is it?
He's like a little puppy.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't like when people follow me around. Like, I like space.
Yeah.
especially in high school, because I really didn't like people. So, he started writing me letters.
Letters?
Yeah. Ooh,
how classy.
That's the thing. It wasn't written very classy.
God,
it
wait, what did
it say? Right.
It just came off super creepy. And, like, he kept trying to give me stuff, which, like, makes me uncomfortable because, like, one, then I feel like I have to give you shit back.
Because,
okay, look, it's one thing if it's, like, between friends. Like, if Lindsay or, like, Jody come up to me and they're like, oh, like, here, I got you a gift. Like, that's nice. If it was all the time, I'd be like, okay, this is weird. You need this stuff. but for him, it was, like, all the time. He'd be like, he got me, like, a Pikachu plush because he knew I liked Pokemon.
Okay.
And I was like, I see what you're trying to do, but I don't like you in that way. And eventually got to the point where he was stalking me at, like, our homecoming dance. And I pulled him aside and I was like, mister, you need to stop.
Oh, man.
Because he was also texting me nonstop, and he was one of those kids who was like, hey, 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 what's up? Hey, hey, how's your night? How you doing? Hey, what's up?
Oh,
and
God. I was like,
and then clearly nobody's answering. Clearly I'm not giving any feedback. So why are you continuing to text me? Yeah, eventually he finally did leave me alone. He probably found another girl to, like, follow, but he stopped being friends with me too. So that goes to show how great that was.
Fucking nasty.
Yeah,
and that's, like, that was one. I had, like, a like, and I'm not trying to brag or anything, because honestly, it ruined a lot of things about high school for me. Like, people who would just do that. Nobody ever liked me normally. Nobody was ever just like, hey, I'm into you. And I was like, okay, I don't really like you in that way. Oh, okay, bye.
Yeah.
It's always like, okay, let me write you a letter. Let me text you nonstop. Let me harass you until I get your attention.
That just sucks.
Oh my god.
I feel like they, like, altered your perspective on, like, romance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I honestly think that's why I didn't date until my second year of fucking college. And even that was a shit show.
Yeah, that was a shit show.
God damn it, he couldn't kiss for the life of him. If you're listening, if you're somehow listening, I'm sorry, but you can't kiss. Okay. And let me just say, I had no prior experience to that. And if I'm saying there's a problem, then there's a problem. Wait, so has everybody here had, like, well, not Jody, but Jody's exempt from this.
What?
Has everybody here, like, kissed people before?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Okay, cool. I hope your first kiss is good and it wasn't ruined by anybody.
Yeah!
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I'm really, like, how do I say this without sounding weird? Like, unless it's, like, really, really messed up, I feel like I wouldn't care.
Messed up?
Well, I feel like since I'm super, like, inexperienced, and just anything romantic is very different and, like, kind of scary to me.
Yeah.
I think just based on, like, adrenaline, it'll feel weird. But also, like, you know, a little exciting. And, like, I don't know. I feel like I don't see myself as the type of person just, like, going into a kiss and being like, man, this is really not that great. Like, especially if I, you know, like, really like the person at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what kind of stressed me out, because I thought I really did like him, but the situation was so uncomfortable because of him.
Yeah.
That it immediately made me, like, take those feelings back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he ever, like, kind of, you know, like, make your heart flutter?
Peter patter. Here's what I'll tell you. Every time before we started dating, he has.
Oh.
And that's what I mean, like, when we started dating, like, a switch was flipped or something.
Oh, man.
Like, he just immediately got weird. And I immediately felt like I'm in danger.
Oh, that's
bad. That's bad, yeah.
Because, like, he also, like, wouldn't ask about anything. He would never ask if I'm comfortable with anything. You know?
So do you not like that kind of, like, I guess, surprise? I don't know. I don't know how to word
it. I think I would like it better if there was, like, an established relationship prior to that.
Oh, interesting.
Because, like, because I don't want to make it sound like, oh my god, if, like, my husband came up to me and, like, just kissed me, I would punch him. Like, I don't want to make it sound like
that. Well, if it's, like, your husband, then, like,
yeah, like, I don't know. Like, if we first start dating, because I'm so inexperienced and shit like that, everything makes me so nervous that it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I think the only way for me to fix that is by having someone who's patient.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Honestly, I've never met a guy who's liked me who has been patient.
Yeah, I feel like most guys aren't. They think not with their minds, but with their peepees.
Their peepees.
Your peepees.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, though, because, like, I feel like there is a bit of that, like, makes you feel super nervous, but you're also like, oh, I kind of like it, you know?
Yeah, and, like, that's the thing, too. I feel like that's something I would have to develop later. Like, I'm definitely not a girl who can, like, go in like that.
Got it.
But that's just me.
No, yeah, that's totally, like, valid. It's safe, too. Because then you're more cautious, which is always a good thing to be.
Yeah, honestly,
still, like, dating.
Yeah, my friend, She was over last night and she was talking about how she started a dating profile.
Oh my god.
And what? I was honestly kind of considering it for like a while.
Mm-hmm.
But she showed me like the first messages that like some of these guys send her.
Oh no.
Well, no, they're not that bad, but they bother me. Like, they still bother me. Like, it's these guys who are like, hey, like, they're, like, super nice and sweet, but they immediately come in with the, oh, I'll take you out on a date, like, we can, like, hold hands and, like, friggin', I don't know, like, hug and kiss, like, I'll give you a kiss before I leave. And I'm just
kind of
like,
we will kiss. You will kiss me.
Well, it's not, like, how I'm making it sound. It's, like, more smooth. Like, the way they, like, my friend, like, he was like, hey, how about I take you out on, like, a date or something? And she was like, well, it depends. What do you have in mind for the date? And he, like, talked about it.
Hmm.
And, but that bothers me. Like, if that was me, I'd be like, I don't know if I want you to put your hand on my lap on the first date, man. I might just kill you if you do that.
Yeah, it's hard because the whole, like, dating app lifestyle? I don't know how to call it. Or, like, the culture. Practice. Yeah, the culture. Yeah. It literally goes against, like, what you say that you like in, like, romantic relationships.
Yeah, because it's, like, all or nothing. Like, people are just like, okay, let's just throw all of our eggs in this basket, and if it doesn't work, it'll explode and it'll be great. And I'm...
Yeah, because, like, they're all, like, everyone's on an app, assuming that everyone else that they talk to is just wanting to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a hookup. So I think it is hard to just be like, hey, let's just like try to get to know each other first, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing. I feel like if I went on an app and I was like, hey, I don't really want to do any of this. Can we maybe just hang out as friends? I would immediately be like forgotten about.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah.
And like, then I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah, that's true. I feel like if you had like a blind date set up by like a friend, like a mutual friend, I think that would probably be a little easier.
I guess it depends on the guy.
Yeah, but I think like, because if you have a mutual friend, they would kind of know, you know, what you're looking for and like how you are, so they would probably say that. It's like, hey, she's not really like open to, you know, like skinship on the first date, so like if you really want to, like, go out with her, like, don't do that.
Yeah, but, like, it's not even just the first date. I feel like it's, like, the first million dates. Like, I don't even know when I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I guess that kind of stresses me out because it's, like, obviously I've only had one relationship, but, like, even just other ones that could have blossomed into other relationships, I've never given the chance to just, like, let it blossom on my end.
Yeah.
Instead, it's just like, oh, well, I like you, and doesn't matter if you're uncomfortable. I'm making it sound, like, worse than it actually is, but, like, that's just how I take it.
No, no, I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the older I get, I feel like the worse it's gonna get, because, you know, you get just older.
Just live the single life.
Yeah, I feel like guys who are, like, older, they're more interested in like serious relationships and stuff.
Yeah, and it's not to say I'm not interested in a serious relationship. I just don't know if I want to immediately jump into the physical part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm way more fascinated by the like emotional part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just feel like I would want to spend more time on that the first like little while.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get heavy.
You're good.
No, that was interesting. I don't know. It's weird that I, like, I'm not really looking for a relationship, but I enjoy talking about it, like, with friends. It's just, like, interesting to know what people think about it.
Yeah.
It's a fun topic.
We should just do, like, psychology with relationships a whole episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It would like, be hard, though. Psychology. Like, I feel like for me, personally, the reason why I don't really want to talk about that is because I literally have no experience.
That's fair.
Mm-mm. I kind of feel like it would be strange to talk about something so in-depth that's, like, technically public on a subject that I have absolutely no idea on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Which sucks, because like that would be a really fun topic, but I would have to get a boyfriend first.
Well, like, you have like a basic idea of like what you think you would like in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, I think because a lot of the stuff that I reflect on is just based on like one experience, which is hard because like that wasn't a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the closest that I was to a relationship, so I think that's why I just keep referring back to that like experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, and it changes. Like before I started dating, I always thought that I would be kind of okay with like the physical aspect, but I'm so not okay with it, and I was really shocked when that happened.
Yeah, it's really weird, like how just based on your personality, you expect to act some way, but then when you're actually in that situation, you act like completely differently, and it's like weird. You're like a stranger to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, because I think I'm a little bit of like the opposite, where I completely expected myself to not want like any physical touch like ever, because I don't like touching people.
Yeah.
But then like it, I don't know, it felt like weird to me, but also like strangely like exciting. So I was like, oh no, am I one of those girls that like likes that? Oh no.
Like, no, one of those girls.
This goes against everything I believe in.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know.
Oh man, I can't even.
Jody, what's your 2 cents on it?
When you go in a relationship, like, I hope you and your partner be ready to take on, like, I mean, I'm making it sound bad, but it's actually true. Like, when you go on a relationship, like a new relationship, just be ready to be be able to take your partner and yourself's baggages, because this is not just a one-man show. This is like a teamwork where you guys have to talk about your feelings and everything, carry on each other's baggages. Whenever one partner has a problem, the other partner has a problem, you guys just, and of course communication is number one in this, in a relationship. Thank and you. Just have fun. Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Professor Jody.
Dr. Professor Jody.
Just have fun in a relationship, you know?
Honestly. I think a man who would sit me down and be like, look, we'll just take our time, I'd be like, marry me.
It would be reversed then. Like, you would be the one.
But that's the thing. I don't think I would ever do that to someone. I just can't imagine not asking before doing certain things. I mean, like kissing, obviously, like if you're that far into a relationship, you probably don't have to ask at that point, but you know what I mean. It's like, I just can't imagine not asking to do like crazy shit and just going right in. Like,
I mean, it's important. Consent is important.
Yeah. And I'm talking about, like, fresh relationships, obviously. I'm not really talking about, like, oh, we were dating for 7 years, and I still have to ask to kiss them.
You'd be like, I just, like, imagine Ty, like, she's like, I don't know why he keeps trying to kiss me without permission. And all of us are like, Ty, it's been 5 years. Like, just let him have
it. No, no, no. We're like at the altar. And he's like, can I kiss you?
Oh my god.
That'd be kind of sweet, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I'm just like, no.
The officiant would be like, you may now kiss the bride. And Ty's like, but did he ask me? Did I give my consent?
I'm sorry, that's not what I'm trying to make it sound like. It's so hard to explain.
That
would be so funny.
Yeah, I feel like I have a very, like, and this is a problem, obviously. I have a very specific way of doing things. And I think to certain degrees it's fine, but like to other degrees it's kind of too controlling.
Mm.
So I have to work on that, but, you know.
It's hard to, like, give in sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if you, like, believe in doing something a certain way for so long, and then someone just tells you, like, no, like, let's do it this way. You're like, fuck you. Why should I do that? Like,
yeah, and, like, I thought about the whole, like, Christianity thing, like, about waiting till marriage. And I'm actually thinking maybe that's the right way for me to go. But then there's the other aspect that scares me about Christian men, where they, instead of just being normal, they're like, well, I want to do it, so let's get married right now.
Oh, my God.
And that's, like, too much of the case, like, all the time. Like, this one person I go to church with started dating this girl, like, I don't know, 9 months ago. And he was like, oh, I'm putting a ring on her finger. And I was like,
no.
Okay, I guess. Like, and obviously they just want to do it. So, like, that's a stupid reason to get married.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Like, at that point, just do it.
I'm not going to lie. Because I'm Christian too, but like, I feel like that is such a tricky thing.
And it's outdated, honestly.
To, like, wait until marriage. Like, I know a lot of people still do that, but I don't know. I feel like for me, like, I would be so, I don't know. Like, because there's, like, that whole thing of, like, well, what if you just have, like, really bad sex with each other?
I think you're married.
Fuck. Oh my god. Life now? Like, you know
what I mean? That's a good point.
Is it usually bad the first time?
I don't know. I've never done it.
It's shit. It's gonna be shit. Hey, I'm just letting you know, okay?
But Jody, we're not really talking about, like, with girls.
No, see, from, like, stories I hear, people are like, yeah, your first time's gonna be shit. Because you know why? Because you're both a nervous little fucking ball. You're gonna be sweating. It's gonna be awkward. You're gonna be like, I don't know what to do. And you're like, I don't know what to do.
My nervous noises. Stop. My Christian ears are burning.
Fucking ankle, you know what I'm just saying? I fucking kicked his ankle!
Yeah, but I kind of get what you're saying, though, Stacey, because at the same time, I feel like I would want to marry someone, and we kind of, like, have that body chemistry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we have that all figured out.
Yeah, like, I don't... For me, like, if I want to marry someone, there has to be very, very, like, little room for surprises, you know?
Except for the ring. And bitch, yeah. If I don't get that dragon ring that you sent me while we were in the labs, I'm gonna be pissed.
I would hope that, like, if you ever have, like, a husband that's, like, or not husband, a boyfriend that's, like, seriously considering, like, putting a ring on your finger, they would ask, like, friends or someone close to you.
Yeah,
like,
if my boyfriend who I am intending to marry does not like any of you guys, they're out. Sorry, you're right in the garbage. Bye bye.
You're right. The garbage.
I don't know. It's kind of hard because, like, people are so different, you know? I feel like it would be super great if your significant other got along with, like, all of your friends, but then at the same time, it's. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like my one friend whose significant other clearly has no interest in getting to know any of her friends and implied that because I'm straight, I'm dangerous.
Mm. Yeah. Oh my god.
Which I don't know how you can look at my face and be like, yeah, she's dangerous. but she was shorter than me, which I guess maybe I do look dangerous to someone who's shorter than me.
Oh my god.
What the
heck? Most people don't see that perspective.
Oh my god.
I don't know, because I keep thinking of, like, like, I don't know, sometimes I think, like, fuck, what if saying, like, actually marries Dustin one day?
Oh my god.
Like, please. I joke about it, because I'm trying to, like, I don't know, I think since they've been going out for, like, a while now, I'm kind of, like, living with the fact that that is indeed very possible. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to, like, think of it in a way of, like, you know, it's not gonna be that bad. But I think deep down, I really don't want them to.
I think my mom gave me this very good lesson, because I was talking to her about how my friend's gonna marry that girl, and, like, nobody likes her.
she gave me a very good lesson, and she's like, Ty, when you're an adult, sometimes you're just gonna have to bare your teeth and just be like, I want this person as a friend. So I'm just gonna be like, you know what, congratulations, and that's it. Everything else is out of your control.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to Sunshine Train with Friends today.
And we're gonna have a lot of shit cut out of this one.
Oh yeah. Hope you guys enjoy our
You want the
crushes.
Extra cut.
Yeah.
You have to give us 1,000 more plays in the next 3 days, and then we'll release the extra cut.
Oh shit, I gotta finish this before we leave.
No, they gotta give us money.
Yeah. You gotta give us $20. Venmo is in
our Patreon.
Description.
We don't have a Patreon.
Should we make one?
Wait, it didn't
I'm
stop.
Just letting you know, we have Discord, so whoever wants to join, Discord there.
Wait, we got the 2 hours and it didn't stop.
Damn. Well, I have to go, though.
Were you supposed to leave 40 minutes ago?
Yeah, but it was, like, in the middle of Jody talking about her relationship. I was like, I can't leave. Like, this is so rude.
I feel bad. I'm sorry.
Wait, what do you have to go do, Stacey?
No, it's because my sister, she's making dinner. She told me to come down.
40 minutes late for dinner.
Yeah, so it's okay. It's not like it wasn't anything like important, but
it's kind of important.
It's fine. I'll just tell her. Be like, just talking with my friends.
We're talking about sex. Thank you.
Yeah, we're talking about sex. You know, girl stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys then.
Right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Don't be sorry.
No.
Shut up, Jody. Oh my god.